does.
Welcome, everyone, to our April meeting. We are participating in many ways, keeping our social distance and working remotely. We do have a few folks who are on the phone, and Councilman Bryant and Councilman Now are on the phone. If there's anyone else joining, I would ask folks to please put your phone on mute. And hopefully, by putting your phone on mute, it will allow everyone to hear.
There you go.
So, again, thank you for being here. I'm going to ask our chief to lead us in our invocation.
Let us pray. Our kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight in thanksgiving. Thank you for watching over each and everyone here tonight and those in our community. We ask for your guidance in the performance of our duties. Give us the strength, knowledge, and perseverance to make a positive impact on those around us and those who are affected by our decisions and our actions. We thank you for placing your hedge of protection around us during this unsettling time. Thank you for sending your Son to die for our sins so that we may live with you forever in your kingdom. Thank you for the blessings that you have bestowed upon us in more ways than we deserve. Lead, guide, and direct us, Lord, in Jesus' name. And all God's people say, amen.
Amen.
At this time, we will stand and do our pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands,
which is one nation,
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, Council. Again, appreciate your diligence in having moving forward with our meeting tonight, and the public for participating remotely with us. These are definitely difficult times, and understanding a lot of folks who are out of work and trying to protect their safety. We're going to move swiftly through our agenda tonight. Our first item on the agenda is looking at any amendments to tonight's agenda. Council, are there any amendments to the agenda? Staff, any amendments?
No, sir.
All right, hearing none, I'll call for a motion to approve the agenda as presented.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda as presented.
Thank you, Mr. Harris. Motion is made to approve the agenda. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion is made by Ms. Williams to second the agenda. Any other question or comment? Hearing none, I'll call for the motion to vote. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposition? Hearing none, motion passes. That was approved unanimously by members present, as well as Mr. Now, Mr. Bryant on the phone. The next item on our agenda is the consent agenda, which consists of several sets of minutes, as well as a budget amendment and a date to suspend and waive utility cutoffs. Council, you have the consent items. Is there a motion to approve the consent items?
I'll make the motion to approve the consent items.
Motion is made by Ms. Williams to approve the consent items. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion is made by Ms. Williams, received a second by Mr. Harris. Any question or comment? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposition? Hearing none, motion passes. That was unanimous by all council, including our councilman on the phone, Mr. Now and Mr. Bryant. Motion passes. We will move on to public comment. The public is invited to address the council with comments. public is limited to 3 minutes per individual, and adhere to abide by policy 51. However, note that regular meetings is conducted under an adopted March 30th, 2020 state of emergency ordinance resulting from the issue of North Carolina Governor's Executive Order 2121 Stay at Home. Therefore, the public is asked to send their comments by mail, email, or they can chat as we're streaming live. We ask that the chats be no more than 350 words. I'll ask at this time, are there any public comments?
Receive none over the chat. Okay.
There are none over the chat line, and there were none received by mail. We will move on over to our next item. The next item is our business. First item is, the only item is the Clean Water State $856,000 revolving fund resolution. I will turn it over to Mr. Freeman for comments.
Can we ask them to mute their phones?
Council members, if you don't mind, please mute your phones as the presentation is, and I'll ask you to unmute before we make an action on the item. Thank you. Mr. Bryant, Mr. Now, could you please mute your phones?
Yeah, I'm here.
Can you mute your phones until you need a vote?
No.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Mayor, thank you very much. Unfortunately, our engineer, Benjamin Thomas, cannot be here tonight to explain what's going on here, but he did provide some correspondence to us. And if you find in my manager's report, it's really kind of related to it, some background, additional background information regarding this. What we have here is that you all applied for, the town applied for an $856,000 revolving loan a number of years ago to help on a major sewer I&I problem over in the Barium Springs area. This is a very favorable loan in regards that it's only like 1.13% interest rate. It's for 20 years, and there is a $17,120 closing cost that goes along with this. The plus on this thing is that that the loan you have, if you accept the loan tonight, you have until you put this out to bid or decide to construct it, that if you decide for some reason you didn't want to take the loan, you could put it back without any penalties. However, at that particular time, if you are getting the bids back in and you decide to reject the loan, then there's a penalty in terms of dropping the loan itself. Now, there are a couple things in here from as we go forward, that this information was provided and back in September of 2018, and I believe we looked at the particular, or Steve looked at the return on investment on this, and found out that at that particular time that the interest or the payments that they would make on the utility bills would at least pay for the loan payments. So everything's fine. But since 2018, this is 2020, and we found some other substantial, or Benji has found some other substantial sewer I&I problems. I think they could be fixed or whatever. So the additional information that you got before you from Benji after this agenda went out was that he had met with the Barium Springs, and he also met with somebody from the county in terms of the fairgrounds, and found out, if you look in the attachment number 1A on here, because this is all related even though it's in my report, you're going to find that Benji found out in those discussions that the county is interested in putting constructing a sewer line in that general area to take care of the fair. And as they got discussing this, Benji looked at the possibility, well, what's to say that the $856,000 project that we have, if we relocate that line, maybe it could address everybody's needs, Barium Springs, us, and of course the county. So what Benji has asked us to do this evening is run that to you and get your input as to, is this something that if you accept the loan, to go ahead and proceed to, maybe we make the initial contact and Benji or the staff to kind of get a feel if they were interested in doing a partnership and also a cost share on this project, which we could help take care of everybody's problems at once. Benji's also pointed out in that letter, there is a disadvantage that's future down. If we relocate the line, anybody locating further up on that property, it's going to cost them a little bit more to actually get sewer service. And it also needs to be stated that if the partnership does work or if the line is relocated, this will not resolve all of the I&I problems that we have over there, but it will resolve a major portion of them. So with that, Mayor, that was real brief and open to any questions or concerns that you might have.
Great. So any questions for Mr. Freeman as we look at this?
Jim, are we able to now accept the loan up until, as you say, the bid process? If we are able to work out a partnership with CHA and the county in which cost is reduced, more parties involved to share the cost, are we able to keep that loan, just don't take the entire amount, use the entire amount without penalty?
My understanding, I talked with Benji this past Monday, is yes. We would have to redesign the project. We would get a hold on the money and to redesign the route and go forward that way.
But we would not lose.
Correct.
We would get,
that,
as you say,
up to that point.
Use less.
Right.
And
yes, sir.
I think also kind of to that point, Mr. Hinkle, looking at this particular area, if the county is looking at opportunities to redevelop and partner with the town on that, I know there's been a lot of conversations in the past about, you know, how Troutman can participate. And so it may be that, you know, from my participation point, that might be a great starting point for us.
Right.
And even whether or not it's reduced or not, it might be a good opportunity for us to say that, you know, we're moving forward with this to really help that development in that particular area.
Well, now my second question is fairgrounds. Now, right now, how is their sewage handled on the fairgrounds? Mm-hmm. And would that be tied into this line? I realize we're talking the Bering Springs or the recreational Bering Springs facility, but what about fairgrounds?
This would tie into this line, the relocated line.
The fairgrounds would tie into this line as well.
Yeah, they were. My understanding, talking with Benji, is that they were going to have to put in another line anyway. And what we're going to try to do is, why don't we just put in the one line in a proper place where the elevation's proper, and then they wouldn't have as much expense to tap that back on, and we send the sewer back to Statesville.
All right. And I think if you look at the map at the very bottom there,
that's
the sewer to eliminate. And I think that's the line that Benji's referring to that would then,
right.
I mean, still the county would have to run a line to tie into that new line.
But. Yeah.
I haven't had a chance to study in detail, but yeah, that's my reason I was asking. But again, then we'd be talking to the two facilities, the recreational center and the fairgrounds then.
Yes.
As well as CHA, of course.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Take care. I think it's a good idea. I think, you know, the mayor's point, it's an opportunity to start a lucrative, if we will, relationship with the county to share costs and also to participate in that area up there, not including the recreational facility, but also the fairgrounds. I would certainly support staff and our in-town engineer engaging with the county and CHA if they're interested, and see if we can work out negotiate the deal to where we share and all participate. Exactly.
Other comments?
My thing is, and I think that was that even if we don't use them, we can still back out of that, but it's puts it there and we have it with very favorable terms, right?
We can still back out.
We've got to do something up there.
Correct.
And we're going to spend some money.
You're going to spend some money, and like I was alluding to, 2018, if we do it now, that $856,000 might even be more than that.
Yeah.
Because of additional I&I.
And this is 1.13% for 20 years, which is a pretty favorable term.
Yeah.
I don't see the downside of not approving this.
And you know, this quote goes back to, you say, 2018. You know, now I realize, you know, businesses may be, once again, back like 2008, 9, looking for business right now, those that are able to do business. But if things rebound post-pandemic, prices are going to bounce right back up and continue. So, you know, that 859, you know, may not cover everything if we were to try it on our own. May not cover it. It may be something we would have to take out of the town funds and allocate in upcoming budget if we're not able to possibly partner with the county and CHA.
Other comments? Mr. Now or Mr. Bryant, any comment?
No comments, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Mr. Now?
And Mr. Mayor, this is Paul Bryant. It's my understanding that we would not have to exercise the loan if we don't put together a plan or expand a partnership with DHA and the county, that we would have options for some period of time.
That's correct. I think if we go ahead and the town consider accepting a loan right now, give us the opportunity to actually negotiate and talk with them and see if we if that's viable. And if it is, I think we would notify the state that what we're getting ready to do. And I do not foresee a problem in that. If we find that we can't enter into a partnership after you accepted the loan, then I think we're back to square one again in terms of moving forward with the project or backing out prior to going to construction.
Any other questions, Mr. Bryant?
Well, it seems. I'm sorry, sir.
No, go ahead. You've got the floor. Mr. Bryant?
I would think that with the time and effort that we've all spent in working towards an expanded partnership with the county and with the Children's Hope Alliance, that we should consider going forward with this loan and at the same time continue to work on a way to for all three of us to be organizations to participate in the expansion of that project.
Okay. I think we've heard from everyone. At this time, then I will I'll seek a motion to either approve moving forward with the application for this loan or not. So is there a motion to move forward with this Clean Water State $856,000 revolving fund loan?
I'll make that motion.
Motion is on the floor by Ms. Williams to approve moving forward with the loan application or acceptance. Is there a second?
Second, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, motion is made by Ms. Williams. I'll allow the second by Mr. Now. Any other question or comment? Hearing none.
Mr. Mayor, would
you... Yes, sir.
Would you repeat the motion, please?
The motion is, we've already made the application. The motion is to agree to move forward with the loan for the Clean Water State of $856,000 revolving fund. I believe that's the motion.
Is this a resolution? Is there a resolution?
Yes, a resolution. It's not, I don't know.
I think this
is so it's a resolution.
Approve the resolution.
Yeah, absolutely. Any other question or comment? So again, the motion on the floor that we move forward with the Clean Water State $856,000 revolving fund resolution. Motion was made by Ms. Williams. It was seconded by Mr. Now. I'll call the question. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposition?
Aye.
Okay. That was a unanimous vote. All those didn't hear any opposition, so we're good to move forward with that. The next item on our agenda is reports from council and myself. I'll open it up to council first. In order to do this orderly, I'll start to my left and ask Mr. Hinkle if he has any comments.
Well, first question is, do we need any kind of a resolution to authorize staff and engineer, town engineer, to initiate a contact with the county and CHA concerning a partnership the proposed sewer line in regard to this $856,000 revolving fund resolution that we just passed?
I think we can handle it by the minutes reflecting as a record that it was concurred that we had direction from the board for our discussions to go ahead and make that contact, and we'll put that into the record. Exactly. And then it's very important that I think we need to bring this back to you, and then we look for motions as we go from there.
Absolutely.
I was going to, second thing, in your report concerning the COVID-19 informational video production, Mooresville has kindly offered to help us, the equipment and staff on that. And I concur that it appears I think we're going to go with that. I appreciate it. And hope that we proceed with that opportunity and present a video for the citizens to view. But I would like to add to that that, we thank the town commissioners of Mooresville and the mayor in a letter, if staff would draw that up, and each of us individually sign it from the council, as well as obviously our town manager and so forth, and Emily, and whoever you see fit as well. Thanking them very much, and they're gracious. And they send it to I think it was a lady involved that had reached out to Emily to offer this, perhaps include her in that letter as well. We individually sign it, thanking them, and or several of us can attend one of their meetings, and during their discussion time, publicly thank them, for both.
Okay.
Very good. Yes, we'll follow up with that.
Very good. Thank you. The videos, I think, are complete.
As of today.
Okay.
I think they're going to look at them, unless you know better than that. And hopefully get them ready for the first of the week to start showing.
Yeah, mine's probably the most edited.
Good. It was a great experience for all of us and you.
Yes. Are you saying the mayor should not give up his day job?
I don't know. I didn't watch his segment.
Yeah, I only have one Hector in the room, and she's not here, so I'll leave that to Ms. Watson later on.
I'm
great. Thank you. Ms. Williams?
I had a couple of questions. The email to Tom Ondrud or from him, you have put a note up there. What is happening with that?
Okay, was that in the back here?
Yes, it was in the miscellaneous
items. Okay. the...
You had suggested having the town attorney prepare an easement and forward.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think I knew, but I want to make sure. Since and I don't apologize, but there's been a lot going on in terms of writing and following one project to another this last week, which is unbelievable. But anyway, I can get you up to date for that. The town attorney did provide the easement. Benji has provided the map that goes along with it. I sent an email to Tom stating that it was forthcoming, copied the mayor on it, and it was mailed, I believe, yesterday for his consideration. I do know from past conversation with him that we really had till just about the end of April to get it, or we'll just have to drop the idea, and a very easy matter is to go ahead and redesign into another non-favorable easement area and move forward the project. I want to add on to that that I believe 2 or 3 months ago this project got behind, and I think staff mentioned to you because we had a number of outstanding easements. Well, this is the last one. We have a check cut for the last gentleman, another gentleman, just hadn't come by and picked it up. So this project, once that's done, can be put out for bid. If I do not get that signed easement, if we do not get the signed easement back by the end of April, then we're just going to have to ask for another 30-day or 60-day extension from the state as we kind of go around them and then rebid the project.
Okay.
Long answer.
Okay. You know, he keeps going back to the sidewalk and everything. So could we just not do the fee and just let him think, you know, he won? Just a question.
That's something I'm not going to answer.
Okay.
If I may, you know, ask, I had that down to answer, I had it down too. Can we possibly kind of meet in the middle? At this time, we don't require him to do it until such time as from either the west or the east there is an adjoining sidewalk established, you know, by an adjoining property owner, whether it be the county on the east side, or the west side rather, or Poly Drain on the west side, some sort of east side, what I'm referring to as a notarized promissory letter, that when that occurs, whether it's a year, 5 years, 10 years down the road, then a sidewalk will be constructed connecting to that sidewalk that's extending up to his property, or, you know, well, yeah, his property line, I'll say.
Well,
is that feasible or possible?
You'd have to change your ordinance. Because the ordinance requires it. So you got to live with the ordinance, or you got to change the ordinance.
And he hasn't formally submitted those plans yet. I think George has been talking with his architect, but that issue is going to come up when they formally submit it. And I don't know what's happening now with the economics of the area, if that's going to be delayed any. I don't know. Yeah, it's going to come up.
And to Gary's point, you're right, Gary, I understand it's an ordinance, and it's something that, you know, we need to either stick to our ordinances or amend them as circumstances dictate. And this is something that, you know, we have in the past allowed another property owner across the street and down a ways, kind of catty-cornered, to forego that sidewalk. And, you know, I like to be fair and treat folks equally. And if we've allowed one, then we need to somehow make arrangements to allow fairness to another property owner until such time, because that was the agreement with the other one, that until such time as the sidewalk comes up to their property line, you know, then they would not need to build a sidewalk. So this is something that, you know, if we need to look at our ordinance to put a caveat in there that it connects to an existing sidewalk or something, you know, we're going to be treating some one way and in the past, from the past, I'll say, and then some a different way now.
Yeah, we don't need to change, but one thing, in the exception, we say it can mirror that piece of property. And we can just add, and we add all the things that can be changed, like the facade and everything else, to make it look just like his other building. And since there's no sidewalk there, we could add that, and we just have to make one amendment.
And I wanted to add that Councilman Harris and myself had that conversation about something like that. I have discussed it with the planning director. We thought we would look at it, no promises, just exactly when we talk to the architect to see exactly where, what size he's putting in. So, but it, Gary, you know, it's right. If we have to do that, it'll have to go back to the board and changing the ordinance if we come that route.
Well, we've got a pretty good change of status amendments now. We go quite two ways on one, so.
Well, there's another one brought up when I brought it up to the planning director is a possibility on that, which is you can put it, have it only on, you only need it on one side of the street. Why don't you, you know, you could put it on the other side, have it done on the other side, or require that we do it at the other side, therefore he's not the property owner involved on Murdoch Road.
So can we ask maybe Mr. Berger to bring us back a couple of options that...
I think he's talking with, he's okay. Speaking with the architect of it, he has been, and they've had this discussion. I think favorably that the architect's in favor that it looked nice to have the sidewalk there, but that's just an opinion. I mean, he doesn't call the shot.
The fact that he is the third largest taxpayer in this area, and he's been very helpful with us with sewers and everything else. And every time we went through and they ask him, even now, even though he's upset, he still says he'll be happy to grant the easement.
Correct, and that's why we proceeded along those bases.
Yes,
sir.
And George's point, I second that. You're right, and you know, that's why I show concern. And again, you know, we pass our ordinances as best we know at the time, but sometimes things come up that you know, we need to maybe revisit them and tweak them a little bit. And so, you know, whatever we need to do to work with the gentleman, if they decide to go ahead and put the sidewalk in, fine, well and good, if it's a voluntary thing. But if it's not, and he remains adamant that he wants to be treated fairly, and I certainly concur, then perhaps we need to look at our ordinance and see if we need to tweak a little bit to allow for what I'll refer to as exceptional circumstances such as this.
Okay.
This is my opinion.
Okay. Ms. Williams?
Okay, the next one is the memorandum from COG, from Michelle Nance, asking if we contract with them for the update our UDO or our comprehensive land use plan.
Correct. We had Planning Director George Berger about a month or so ago got a proposal to do that from COG along with ETJ and another issue. So we do have that proposal from COG, and I believe talking with George, we're looking at probably doing that. I forgot the cost of it, but we have contact, and we have a proposal in hand.
Okay. And the last one is from the Idaho Economic Development Corporation, where they got in touch with you about an ad that's going in an industry.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that, and I don't know if my past experience, some places they go ahead and contribute to something like that, and some places they don't.
What that is there's a publication, I think it comes out of Charlotte, mm-hmm. has to do with business, maybe even
with
Charlotte Business, or I can't remember what it is, but mm-hmm. They'll devote a page or two to Iredell County, and the economic development folks have put an ad in there, and some businesses put an ad in there.
Right. Yeah, this person was from the Charlotte Business Journal.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
And I think because we're a member of the Economic Development Council, I think the thought is that all the member communities would help contribute to that ad and be featured in the ad.
Well, is it something you want us to follow up with to make the contribution?
Was the amount specified in there
mm-hmm.
for each of us?
Full page was $3,956. Half page was $2,485. A quarter page, $1,531. And an eighth of a page, $828.
So is there, I guess my question is there a partnership that's going on with the economic development.
They're contacting all of us.
We need to ask Jen and see if we can maybe do a partnership.
Sure.
Well, we do have plenty of funds in our several economic development accounts.
That we haven't.
Huh?
I said that we haven't spent.
That we haven't spent, exactly. And my question is to Charlotte, Business Journal, I'm familiar with it, but any idea, Mayor, what kind of circulation do they have? Is it just primarily the Metrolina area, or is it out of state as well?
So my understanding that it's used for twofold, primarily in the 16-county region. But it's also used whenever they go out to, you know, around the world to recruit, so that the most updated manual usually is shared with those businesses, regardless of where they're at. And sometimes they mail them out to, you know, prospects as well. So I think it's pretty wide target group that they send it out to.
You know, hearing you say that, and I didn't realize they had that kind of expanse to them. I would certainly like to investigate perhaps a partnership with the council, Economic Development Council, to, you know, for Troutman to be present in that, in the August publication.
Yeah. In this letter, it also said that they have a complimentary creative staff that they would, no extra charge, they would even do your ad for you. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't even have to come up with it.
I might go back to the point you're talking about on the UDO.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little more explanation about that. As you know, the legislature passed Chapter 160D, and that's requiring all towns and counties to adhere to Chapter 160D so that the ordinances go by that statute. And that is due to be done by January 1. And I was in a seminar recently about it all, and most towns the size of Troutman and even larger, unless they have real big planning staffs and in-house council, they are having their COGS do it.
Well, hopefully it won't be very much to do since we just...
Well, one of the nice things is that towns are being required as well to have a plan, a map, and a lot of towns don't. And so they're also having to scramble to do that.
Am I ahead of the curve?
Well, Gary, having some familiarity, obviously, with our UDO that we just passed within a year and a half, do you think this 160D is going to dramatically change our UDO, or is it just going to kind of minorly tweak it a little bit?
I think it's just going to tweak it some.
That's good news. Mm-hmm. I'd hate for them to rewrite it after the time we spent with it.
Yeah, the tears are going over and over and over.
And the money.
Yes.
Yeah. Mr. Harris?
The only thing I was going to add is that I appreciate the staff, the communication they've been keeping up with. I know it's kind of busy with the changes, but you know, we're kept informed of what's going on, and it's been good to have that. So,
thank you.
I don't really have anything else to add.
Okay. I'll turn it over to Mr. Now.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor. I would just like to wish everyone continue with our staff with our working arrangements. It seems to be working out rather well. Hopefully, maybe we'll resume to get back to normal within the next month or so we can see some progress there. But I wish everyone continued health, and thank you for everything.
Thank you. Mr. Bryan?
No further comments, sir.
Thank you. I would lastly echo some of the comments that have already been made. It is difficult times. I appreciate, number one, the citizens who have been patient and abided by the governor's orders. It is important that we continue as we try to, as the president has said, flatten the curve. Continue in this vein until we get to a point where we can begin to open things up. I know our parts of our park is closed, and people are a little, let's say, probably captured in their homes and would like to get out more, but I think it's important that we continue in this light. I do believe that it will be a better day soon. I would say that I've gotten letters from businesses and talked to business owners who have had to close their doors during this time, and they've had to lay off citizens in our town. I do pray that they too will be back up and running soon. And I hope that those folks who are out of work are able to find the right resources, and please feel free to seek those out within the town and the county. We'll do whatever we can to assist. I do know that a number of folks are also still able to work, as they are part of the essential services, and I really want to say we appreciate the work that they're doing to stay both healthy and safe. Our law enforcement are on the front lines, and I know it's important for them to also feel safe as they continue to protect us. Our firemen and other first responders are doing extraordinary work, and so we hope that they continue to be safe as well. I appreciate all the processes and procedures the staff has put into place. Mr. Freeman has led the team well, so I really appreciate all you all are doing. I think, as I said in my interview, there's no right answers. It's just an unprecedented time in trying to make decisions that based on things we've never seen before. So it's important that staff also knows to appreciate all the work that you all are doing. With that, I'll turn it over to Mr. Freeman for any comment.
I do that, Gary.
I'm not.
Thank you, Mayor. I think we pretty much covered everything I had on the report, but we do have a few brief things. One is your candidate finalists meeting coming up. If you saw on there, you all did your interviews, and we're down to the finalists. She has done the research and things of that sort, and the COG is asking if you're able to meet on either April 15th or Thursday, April 16th, to have a debrief call on some of that stuff. I have two council members here who indicated no for the 15th on that, and they're good on the 16th. Dates?
All those are good for me.
Okay, so we're okay for the first one, the 16th.
Is there a particular time you're looking at?
I think she's open to any. The time's up for you all on that one, because this is going to be getting you together, and it'll be more of a telephone conference kind of thing, and then work to your schedule to go over the results.
Is it possible to do 1 o'clock?
Sure.
16th
and 1.
Mr. Bryan?
2.
Mr. Now? Is April?
I'm not available both days, Mayor.
Okay.
Okay.
We got that.
Mr. Bryan?
And I am flexible as well, Mr. Mayor.
Okay.
Okay. Great.
Now, right after that is the COG's asking to schedule either Friday the 17th or Monday the 20th an in-person interview with your finalist. What dates might be suitable for you all?
That's how Brian said no for the 20th.
I'm getting the
and what was the time for that?
You can set the time.
9 to 12 or 1 to 3.
Oh, there it is. That's
what,
yeah.
What dates?
What
only time I can do on the 20th would be the 9 to 12.
Okay.
It's a little crazy on the 17th, but I could do same time on the 17th.
I think we're all open then for either the 17th or the 20th, it sounds like.
Okay. Mr. Bryant, Mr. Now, 17th or the 20th, flexible for you all?
Both flexible for me, Mr. Mayor, whatever's good with you guys. I prefer Monday the 20th, but I can do be flexible if necessary.
Okay.
I can take it up and get back to Geraldine on it, and she can make the arrangements, and we'll need to coordinate, I guess, a public notice for closed session.
I just had a question about those, because in what I read earlier today, we would just be conducting a one-hour interview each?
On each, but I think that's just an estimated time. I mean, you only have two, and if you need to go over or under, I think that's just an estimated time to at least plan for an hour on each.
Okay.
Yeah, how is this going to be conducted?
Well, this one we all said in person, and I guess the question is going to be, we'll have the social distancing. I think we could do that if you did it at CATS again, or probably in here.
So in person and here at Town Hall?
That, wherever you all prefer. We're open, I mean. Yeah, it's in person, though.
Okay.
Okay?
Are they going to be able?
I don't know.
I think it'll be their choice.
Right. So we have to do Zoom conferencing with them?
Yeah, or some form.
Okay. We'll bring that up.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Real briefly on another one is the Statesville Boundary Wastewater Committee status. So a lot of emails, believe it or not, been a lot of telephone calls today. I did receive back from some communication from Councilman Bryant on that. And based on what I'm hearing here, and please, Paul and that, and Mayor, tell me if we need to go another route, is that because what we got coming up next week in regards to the interviews, that we asked to put this off probably till the following week with Statesville in terms of a Zoom interview on that, and then go forward.
Yes.
And I'll make that contact.
There's a little bit more to that, too, that I think Paul and I, or at least all I requested. We have a meeting amongst ourselves.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, beforehand.
That's another reason why I think we could work that in next week.
All right. Okay.
Lastly, and just a bunch of minor things, I think this is the first time we officially did the live stream. Last time was a test case, so now we're hopefully learning from that on here. We're also letting you know that as of today, we're going to be pursuing a Zoom account, so we'll be able to have that capability and go forward with that. I think for the public's sake, during this stay-at-home situation that we have and what we got going here, is let them know that your council meetings are going to be kept very short and just pertinent, you might say, on what we got. So if they're understanding, well, why don't we have all these other items, those are items we think that could wait, appointments to boards or committee meetings and things of that sort. So I just think it was important to let them know what going forward just during this process. And, of course, as you all know, and for the public, that Easter's coming up, and we'll be closed for Good Friday on that. And I had one more late this afternoon, just some good news, I guess, from George about 5:10 this afternoon, just to pass on to you that I guess he's working on the census update. And the U.S. Census update as of April the 7th, Troutman's percentage of self-responses was 51.7%. That was up from 43.3% last week. The state's percentage for responses was 43.4%, and the national average is 46.2%. The Census Bureau began mailing paper forms to non-responding residents nationwide Wednesday, April 8th. So he went past, Troutman's ahead of the curve, the good curve.
Absolutely, I hope that folks will take advantage of being at home and filling out their census papers as well. It's another opportunity to do something both good for your community and ensure that you're counted.
So, pass it on. Thank you.
Mayor, may I ask manager one more question? Mm-hmm. How's our streets program doing? I know we've had a problem with it seems that some of the streets are working out a little bit better. Now the Georgia Street being a little bit of a
Saw that in their contract change order on that. No, believe it or not. I just received an update from the engineers on our streets about a possible upcoming change order. I have not talked to them. They sent it to me yesterday afternoon today. Need to take a look at that and then bring it back to the board here. I think there's the program's going ahead, but the cost for these surprises are getting expensive. Mm-hmm. And I believe that was I just did not have time to go over it with Benji and Todd on it, but there are some other costs that are coming up because of what they're finding.
Other costs with other streets?
Yeah. The streets that we have bid out that they're working on now. Things like what happened on Georgie Street.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Above Georgie Street, we're having some surprises coming in.
Yes, sir. Okay. And I'll share that with you as soon as I find out a little bit more detail on it.
Thank you. I think that's all the business we have.
Oh, Mayor, I make a motion that we adjourn, sir.
The motion is on the floor by Mr. Hinkle that we adjourn. He's a little bit out of character here on this spot. Thank you, Mr. Harris, for your second. I'll call for the vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposition?
Aye.
Hearing none, motion passes. We are adjourned. Thank you all. Have a great night.
Cut us off.